This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, he didn't want to do it. But did WORD listeners drag Henry McMaster Lee, our governor, kicking and screaming to open an alligator Alcatraz here?
So that's the noise I heard.
In South Carolina?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's been a brawl. Over 600 of you, we know this from the text line, have gotten Henry McMaster's contact information. I'm sure more have, you know, done it without the text line to help. You could text GOV to the text line anytime and get it, 800-905-0989. We'll send you all of his contact info so you can either email or call. This is News 2 out on the coast, WSPA. Governor Henry McDisaster, who I promised to be nice to if he would do just this one thing. So I'm waiting for the official announcement. I'm going to have to be nice to him after that. It's going to hurt. But that's okay. It's what I promised. Governor Henry McDisaster and Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, now it makes sense because she's running for governor, have recently appeared open to creating a facility similar to Alligator Alcatraz in South Carolina. Awesome. She said on Saturday that she's spoken with other governors to create similar facilities on like how to do it. Well, Noem, Kristi Noem, head of the Department of Homeland Security, announced there are five governors that she's talking to. They're in the planning stages of opening more of these, which we're not going to get all these illegals out without them. We've got to do this. No, Trump, even with the 10,000 agents that got funded in the big, beautiful bill and the $170 billion, we need more bodies and we need them fast. And so the big deal about Lee Alligator Alcatraz is not the facility. That's just a flashpoint. Where they run them through. The big deal is why they need Alligator Alcatraz. And that is because for the first time in the United States of America, Donald Trump asked in February all Republican governors, please let me deputize every single law enforcement officer in your state as a federal agent. That way, the liberal lunatic ACLU can't sue you and when you pick up illegals. And people have always wondered, you pull over an illegal, you know, he's been speeding. You give him a ticket, you got to let him go. Why is that? This is the ACLU sued and said, look, they don't have the authority. Trump said, fine, I'll deputize them all. And he offered this to Republican governors. Please do this. Help me get these people out. You want to know how much of a bunch of POSs our governors are? That was in February. Only one governor answered, and that was Ron DeSantis. Well, they had a problem right away. It was so successful. They're picking up 1,100 of these people a week. Still are. Taking them to the ICE facility in Florida. And, you know, I mean, it is hilarious in Florida. I mean, they have, like, fish and wildlife agents who are deputized federal immigration authorities now, Lee. They are bringing them in. Everybody's bringing them in. They got most of the police departments, most of the sheriff's departments, and all state law enforcement. They've even got animal control that can do this. And they pick them up, pick them up, pick them up, pick them up. Now when you get pulled over there, you go on a midnight ice cream run, you're a cartel, you just wanted some cherry vanilla, and guess what? You are back to Guatemala, my friend. After a stay in the mosquito-infested Everglades, courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer, right? So we need this here. We need this here. And I think a lot of the governors didn't want to make their slavers mad. They didn't want to make the factory owners mad. And so they just pretended Trump didn't ask for help, which is exactly what McDisaster was doing until now. According to News Channel 2, WCBD, out on the coast, Charleston City Paper is also reporting it. Headline, McMaster reportedly open to having alligator Alcatraz in South Carolina. You know what this is? This is Pam Evett tugging on his coat, you know, tails to say, hey, listen, I want to run for office. And I know we've been big on the slaving here, but we got it. We got to get these cartels out. The gig is up and it's going to look like we did nothing and they're going to use it against us, which I am. So, and we are, and we're not shutting up about it here in the upstate. You're not shutting up about it. You've flooded their office with calls. So folks, Lee, we may be on the cusp of getting this here.
Well, about time.
Yeah. What a difference this would make. I looked this up. There are estimated, Center for Immigration Studies. They use census data, which is pretty accurate since we actually, you know, do estimate the amount of illegals. Although there's a lot of fraud too, so who knows. But 105,000 illegals in the state of South Carolina. And in order to pacify you, because Henry McMaster heard your calls, he did. They thought they'd go hit a club where they knew the cartels were operating out on the coast and act like they're doing something big. Well, that's nice, but that should be every day, not one day. And by the way, why'd you pick up the cartels before if you knew they were there? Running clubs out on the coast? Are you kidding me? So we need this. We need this now. And look, here's the thing. Yes, it's going to cause more work up front as Highway Patrol and DNR and all these people are now taking their time to drive illegals to the Alcatraz, to the ICE facility, drop them off. But long term, crime's going to plummet. Because in Florida, they're able to pick up 1,000 to 1,100 a week. And they're mostly focusing on the criminals, those with criminal records, Lee. We ain't even gotten to the guys, you know, working in the fields. I mean, that's, and they're picking up 1,100 a week. That's the level of criminality that Joe Biden let into this country.
Well, we need to come up with a catchy name for it. I mean, Alligator Alcatraz.
I got one.
Okay, I want to hear yours.
Copperhead City.
Oh, Copperhead City. I like that.
You like it?
I was going to say Coyote Clink.
The Coyote Clink. So we need to put him somewhere with copperheads. Although yes, we do.
Copperheads and coyotes.
Yes, we got plenty of them here in the state. But, you know, we got some really great alligators out on the coast.
Yeah.
You know, we used to have them. I used to live out on the coast. And they used to, we lived literally in the swamp.
Yeah.
In Somerville. And my kids grew up and watching alligators. They'd just walk right through the street.
Oh, yeah.
Cars and stop and everything. My son, Crash, was in diapers. He'd see one through the window, and he'd scream, Mommy, gator. And I would have to carry him out there, and we watched the gator.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what they would do? They, you know the sewers, like the sewer grates?
Right,
like
the storm water.
I saw one go, he was half-sized.
Yeah.
He was like half-grown. I saw one go right down through the grate.
Oh, yeah.
Like he owned a place.
Yep. Well, he probably does.
You know? He would have failed of anything. Yeah. So, you know, we could put him out there, and there's plenty of land out there in a swamp by Somerville. I know that. Very mosquito infested.
Yeah.
So, but no more ignoring Donald Trump's request, please help me. And by the way, DeSantis and Trump doubled down on that, practically begging in Florida for somebody to help them.
Yeah.
So McMaster, I don't think can ignore it anymore. And besides, Pam Evett doesn't want to be part of a do-nothing regime that did nothing on this. So hopefully we get this open soon. And this is not one of these things where they pretend it's going to take 18 months because it didn't. It's only, what, July? And DeSantis had deputized and had all of his agents up and running 3 months ago.
Yeah.
That's how sad this is.
Yeah.
And I have very serious questions. We have that mom of two in her 40s who was absolutely executed as part of a gang initiation by illegals. Would she be dead if Henry had done this? We had that beautiful university student, University of South Carolina, killed in a drunk driving accident illegal. Would that have happened? I think they'll leave. I think they'll pick up and go. But you got to start. You got to start somewhere. But this is a victory for you guys and all your phone calls. They're having to put this out. And I'll tell you why they're putting this out. They want to see what their donors are going to do too, the slavers. The ones who like to profit off of lawbreaking, the tax evasion scheme that is illegal immigration. So they're going to get all the hate phone calls. And they're going to see, they're going to gauge that. That's why they're putting this out as, well, maybe we'll do this. No, you will do it. I know on this show, we're going to make this a huge part of the governor's race. We're not going to let it go. So, because we need to do this. We've got to get him out of this state. Because if amnesty ever happens, on that moment, every one of those 105,000 will be voting. And it'll make a difference. We don't want to live in a purple state. We want to live in a red state. So we're going to get these people out of here. They don't belong. And come back in through the front door if they want. Texter writes, hey, Tira. They should call the South Carolina facility the Trump tank. Play off the words.
Yes.
Drunk tank. Well. Oh, Tara, we could call it the Cottonmouth condo.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah. Texter writes, hey, Tara, armadillos have invaded South Carolina. Yeah. Armadillo Alcatraz.
Yeah, yeah.
Those little buggers are all over the place.
Yes, they are.
They get hit a lot.
Yeah. And boy, I see those carcasses or carci dotting the South Carolina roadways often.
Yeah. You know what? Don't look, like, don't touch it because they, you know, they carry leprosy. Or no, that's right. It's leprosy.
Leprosy. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want some leprosy. Just leave it right there. Sun will turn it to leather. Are we going to have a day below 90 anymore this summer? I mean, this is crazy weather. You think is that coming eventually? Because we've been at like 3-4 weeks of 90s.
Yeah. Well, it's not the heat; it's the humidity, Tara.
It's crazy. If I don't water my plants 2 times a day, I lost one yesterday.
Yeah, oh, I've given up on that.
And I had watered it 20 hours before.
Yeah.
If I wanted to live in a desert, I'd move there.
Well, the tomato hornworms took care of my tomato plants weeks ago. So
you've just given up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's always next year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Folks, after 9/11, can you imagine, just try to process, because you remember what the country was like after 9/11 and the way we hunted Al-Qaeda? And then eventually ISIS, right? Can you imagine giving Al-Qaeda what it's always wanted? Always wanted. A country of its own, a safe space. Now, Obama and John Kerry tried to build ISIS and Al-Qaeda. It's really the same thing. They're branches of the same operation, same jihadis. Remember, tried to build them a caliphate? Said, oh, we're not going to be able to disassemble this thing for decades. Turns out we were arming and training them in Jordan and then sending them down there to run their caliphate. 40,000 strong. When Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump teamed up together, I'll never forget as long as I live, the UK Daily Mail story was so triumphant. This was in the first term, Trump's first term. Yeah, Kerry and Obama are like, oh, we can't do anything about that. Darn, it'll take decades to remove that thing. Putin and Trump are like, nah, 9 months. There's a hole where it used to be. The few that survived, we hunted down with Moabs and blew them out of the earth. And then we didn't hear from ISIS and Al-Qaeda for a long time. Remember that? Well, the Democrats were working very hard on that. No, it was so peaceful for a while. We didn't hear about these people. They weren't blowing anything up. But USAID was working hard. Oh, yeah. So was the Biden CIA and State Department, arming and training the jihadis, who they say weren't ISIS and Al-Qaeda, but were. USAID funding Al-Qaeda for the takeover in Syria. Americans are so ignorant of who's who and what's what in the Middle East. They actually had Republicans cheering when Bashar Assad was deposed. I want to challenge you on something. When was the last attack by Bashar Assad in Syria on America? Do you know? How many did it kill? It's a trick question. The answer is there wasn't one. There never has been. But Assad, that sounds Muslim. Let's kill him. Come on. He likes Iran. No, he likes Christians, which is why they didn't die under him. He likes Alawites. They didn't die either. He likes Druze. Druze is kind of a very old sect that's a mix of Judaism and Christianity. He likes them too. They weirdly lived under him. So did secularists. Why? Because he was running a modern Western regime. But Obama didn't like that. So Biden started and Obama started and Biden finished the installation of Al-Qaeda to run Syria. They're going to kill a lot of us. They're training to do that right now. And so the cycle begins again, just as it did on 9/11. We armed and trained them for years. Oh, yeah, bin Laden. We armed and trained him and all his jihadis, and they killed us. They'd do it again. It's starting now. Maybe it won't start, because Israel just bombed the hell out of them. Good. Ever heard the name Abu Muhammad al-Jolani? You ever seen those commercials on Fox News at the breaks? Men with their legs blown off and we build them houses and stuff. Yeah, that was him. He blew a lot of legs off in Iraq. In fact, he was the leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Super nice guy. If you served then, you probably know who he is since you don't have knees anymore. That's if you survived. Killed a lot of us there. Great guy, though. Other than that, nobody cares. So what is he doing today? Oh, he was installed to run Syria. Wait a minute. We armed and trained him to overthrow a guy, Assad, who, you know, maybe not a nice guy, but he's never killed any of us, and replaced him with Al-Qaeda. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what we did. That's what we did. I was in horror over this. Even Sean Hannity was cheering. Ah, we got Assad. He likes Iran or something. How many of us has he killed again? I mean, in what terror attack was that? Oh, there wasn't one. Yeah, cool. We overthrew him. Who do we install? Abu Muhammad al-Jolani. Cool. And we paid for that. Let me get this straight. The Iraqi war veterans and their war widows paid to install this guy. Yeah, he runs Syria. It was so bad he kind of had to change his name. He goes by a new name now. He ran Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, which until last week, I kid you not, was a designated terror organization. Yeah, because things tend to go kabloom. And when they took over, I was an absolute whore. I said, they're going to slaughter the Christians. You know what they did? They slaughtered the Christians. That was great. They rounded them up. There's all kinds of pictures of it on X. Yeah, rounded them up, took them to the cities, executed them, raped the women. You know, typical Al-Qaeda stuff. Washington cheered. This guy so smart. Again, al-Jolani doesn't even go by his name anymore because he can't. He killed too many of us. So, what is he doing now? Exactly what I told you. This time he was slaughtering Druze. They were killing the men and raping the little girls in front of their family. Some of them they killed. The rest mostly they took for sex slaves. It was cool. Who was doing that? Well, al-Jolani, I mean, what do you think he's going to do? He's al-Qaeda. He's running Syria. By the way, you spent $9 million making that happen. USAID sent it to them. So we're cool. But as long as they call themselves by another name, that's good. Anyway, I damn near lost my mind last night watching you morons cheer, some of you online. A lot of wise people, too. Oh, Rubio got a peace deal with Israel. This is so good. Well, what are they going to do? Oh, they'll stop killing Al-Qaeda. Don't we want them to kill Al-Qaeda? No, no, it's cool. So it's going to be peace. No, they can go finish killing the Druze in peace. It was sectarian. We settled it. Got a level of pretend. Now, why would Rubio do this? Well, Saudi Arabia has got Trump over a barrel. Remember when Joe Biden alienated them and humiliated the crown prince? And the crown prince said, fine, okay, we won't sell oil for dollars anymore to the Chinese. Good luck with that currency of yours. Yeah, because Joe Biden kicked him. I thought he was trying to collapse the dollar. I really did. Or he's maybe just really dumb and drools a lot. I don't know. So what happened was Saudi Arabia cut a deal that is a gut punch. Trump went there and basically begged, what choice did he have? Hey, stop selling oil in other people's currencies. We need you to sell it for the dollar or our country will collapse. And you know what that prince said? Saudi prince? Okay. You know what you're going to do? You're going to recognize Al-Qaeda. You're going to extend diplomatic relations to them. You're going to pretend they're not murderous bastards. Trump had to eat that. Biden caused it. Now, the good news is we stabilized the dollar. They're back on board as our allies, and we're not going to lose the dollar. The bad news is a week after Trump complied and they knew they were good, they went on a rape and murder spree, rounding up little girls, raping them in front of their parents. You should see the video. It's terrific. We had to back them. The only people on the face of the earth who said, no, we're not doing this. We're not doing a genocide. Israelis. Bomb the crap out of them. You know what we should do? Oh, sorry. Is that a crater in your little city there in Damascus? Yeah, it's a shame. Nope. We got nothing to do with it, but no, we got to go cut a peace deal. And I know why we did it. We're doing it to save the dollar. But folks, when you get in bed with the devil and you print and print and print and print and print, this is who you have to celebrate. Do you know what they're going to do in Syria? Oh, they're running the terror training camps right now. They're going to send the savages, blow us up on our own territory again. We are going to do this again. Anyway, that's what just happened in Syria, and I thought you should know. We are now Al-Qaeda's biggest supporters after having deposed the guy who was killing them, Bashar Assad. But no one will be any the wiser till it goes kabloom, and hopefully they don't take down the grid this time, maybe just a few thousand of us. It's coming, y'all. It's coming. Texture writes, hey, Tara, you've said today twice is Friday. It's Thursday, isn't it? Well, for me, it's Friday because I'm off tomorrow. And what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to do a spectacular edition of the Insane Things podcast. I do that every Friday, you know, so if you want to keep up with what's really important, what really means something, the most important things of the week, I do that every Friday, but if I'm off, I'll do it on Thursday and I'll do a big edition to cover both days. So if you miss the show tomorrow, you can always download the Insane Things podcast. I'm going to put it up a day early. So to me, I feel like it's Friday. Sorry about that. But anyway, check on Fridays because if you get busy, and I know a lot of people do, and you miss out on the show, I wrap the week up with it every week. And it's my most popular podcast. It gets almost twice the hits the other days of the week do, and I'll just count it down. And you can use it, you know, on weekends when you're doing your errands, doing the boring stuff, mowing the grass, just put the earplugs in and I'll catch you up on the week that was. And I count it down so that you get the most important stuff first. It's just to maximize your time. So that's a great way to get caught up and you won't even know you missed the show for the week. Although it's better to miss, you know, just watch the show or listen to it either way. Anyway, text Rachel a couple times this morning. You've said it was Friday, wishful thinking. No, I have tomorrow off. But again, you can always check out the Battleground America podcast. I generally highlight the most important thing there, especially on Friday. So if you don't listen to anything else, you only catch me every once in a while, check out the Battleground America podcast on Fridays. It's called the Insane Things podcast. I count down insane things from the week that was. Okay. Folks, this James Comey daughter thing being fired is huge. Because all the dots are coming together right now. But we had Alan Dershowitz, Trump's personal attorney, but also Epstein's personal attorney, who, by the way, at one point was accused of being one of the pedophile Johns in the Epstein ring. But the accuser recanted and said, no, she had the wrong guy. I don't know. Whatever. But he'd know. He has actually gotten a look at the sealed documents the judges put under wraps. They are sealed. You cannot see them. What is in them? The testimony of over 40 of the victims as to what they suffered and who the Johns were. Well, wait, where is this stuff? Judges have it. It's sealed. Huh. Now, the names of the Johns are blacked out in there, but Dershowitz said, I could tell who almost every one of them is because just the descriptions of it. He's like, it's very transparent. There's a lot of detail, including where they live. Yeah. Okay. So why is that sealed? Because the U.S. government fought like the Dickens in court to keep it sealed. In fact, one federal prosecutor made it pretty much her full-time job to keep those Johns, the history, and the abuse and the Epstein records sealed. Who was that? Maureen Comey. I've been talking about it for 2 years. So everybody's reporting this morning. We had the DOJ fired her, Pam Bondi fired Maureen Comey. Good, good riddance. I wouldn't have anyone from that family anywhere near the federal government. When your daddy is tweeting to kill Trump, I mean, come on. She's practically a sleeper cell. But what has she been doing? Fighting FOIA lawsuits from many who tried to get those seals lifted now that the Ghislaine Maxwell case is done and Epstein's dead. In fact, you could say almost the entire reason we don't know who those Johns are is because of Maureen Comey, and she was just fired. See how this works? Now, here's where it gets really interesting, folks. And I got to tell you, I'm endlessly fascinated by this Epstein thing and what Trump is thinking. I'm not happy with the statement he published. I have seen it. I don't know what, saying his followers are stupid. He doesn't need their votes. Yeah. For all the smart things Trump's done lately, that was pretty dumb. I acknowledge that. But I think it's interesting that Maureen Comey just got fired. Jim Hoft at the Gateway Pundit was the first to sue for the Comey documents. It was back in 2022. And of course, naturally, Maureen Comey showed up, fought the case. This is how crazy this got, okay? A guy whose attorney identified him as John Doe argued that he was one of the Johns, but had a right to privacy. What do you think the federal government's position on that was? Well, enter Maureen Comey. We love Johns. We love pedophiles. And she fought to keep the all of those documents under wraps. Now, question I have, has Pam Bondi seen those documents? Has Trump seen those documents? Kash Patel? They're sealed and in the custody of the court. I don't know. But it's very curious that Maureen Comey just got fired. What effect does that have? That takes that case out of her hands. Let's see whose hands they put it in. Actually arguing to protect the Johns. Now, one more thing to make all this make sense, okay? Why would Maureen Comey be doing this? What is James Comey known for? One of the things he may eventually be prosecuted for. He ran honeypots, honey traps. In fact, remember, he sent sex agents into the Trump campaign in 2015 and 2016 to try to entrap Trump and those around him for compromise. By the way, that was totally illegal. It's legally dubious to do that when you have evidence of a crime. It's extremely, extremely tenuous. He didn't have any evidence of a crime. He just was trying to help Hillary because he's a criminal. Wait. So daddy ran honeypot operations, sending in basically spies who have sex with you to get compromise, get pictures, blackmail you, that kind of thing. Daddy did that? Yes. It was illegal when daddy did that. Yes. And of all of the, how many of us are there in this country now? Who knows? 380 million? 400 million? Of all of the people in the entire country, Maureen Comey is the one? Maureen Comey is the one. Fighting the FOIA lawsuits, fighting to keep the Epstein evidence under lock and key on behalf of the DOJ and FBI? And you're going to tell me there's no corruption there? Okay. And that's what makes it so interesting that she got fired. I don't know what it adds up to. I'm just connecting the dots. Nobody else is connecting this morning. Okay, folks, coming up, there is a true bombshell news day, bombshell breaking here. Folks, when you see what Trump's got right now on the deep state and what they're doing with it, the deep state may actually go down and take Obama and Hillary with them. This is so exciting. I'm going to lay all of it out coming up at 8:30. Well, outrage persists over the fact the world was robbed of the chance to put Brian Koberger, killer of the Idaho Four, before a firing squad. Something most assuredly would have happened in Idaho. Still bizarre the prosecutor did that. And what's the worst case scenario you're getting from a jury in Idaho? It's Idaho, one of the reddest states in the nation. I mean, worst case, you're going to get, what, a hung jury, try him again? What the public was deprived of, though, is a motive, a reason. And everybody wants it. And the thought would have been, you have to have motive in trial. We would have gotten that. Why did Koberger do it? All of that is made even more interesting by the fact that when he broke into the house, you know what he did? There were plenty of beautiful blonde co-eds on the first floor in their bedrooms. He skipped that. And he went to the second floor, skipped that too, went to the top floor. And that's where his killing spree began. Who did he kill? Two sorority girls, one of whom was a member of the Alpha Phi sorority. Why is that important? Folks, I have a theory on this, and I'm going to be right about it. They're having a hearing today about lifting the gag order because right now the police, the investigators, nobody could talk about what the motive is. And Koberger isn't talking, which is so unfair to the parents. You just need that for closure. Heck, I'm not even a parent and I need it for closure because I've been following this case. What are we going to find? And folks, there's political implications to this, or at least social ones. Because there's a guy by the name of Elliot Roger. Do you know who he is? He's a famous incel. So this is alienated, often developmentally delayed or autistic men who don't get any booty. And they're enraged. And there's a whole community called the manosphere or the incel community. This is actually a very big thing with this generation. In fact, they'll call you an incel as a form of bullying. He was enraged at women. And so what did he do? He killed 6 people and injured 14 others using knives and a gun. Sound like Koberger? Well, Koberger was using a screen name, Papa Roger. What's this guy's, this killer's last name, the serial killer? Roger. Elliot Roger. He was an incel who in his manifesto said he was striking back at sorority girls. Particularly, he targeted Alpha Phi, so did Koberger, with a knife. Just like Roger did. So this is why, folks, this is why Koberger is being celebrated by the incel community. It's a copycat crime is what it is. Koberger just didn't get the kill. In terms of numbers that Roger did, Roger killed himself. Good for the world, right? The only question now is, how did he find the girls to target them? Well, if you go look at their social media history, they were everywhere. They were practically a walking advertisement for their sororities, including the same sorority, Alpha Phi. I'm going to be right about this. What does that mean? Koberger is about to become a cult hero for the incel movement. Now, wait, they'll lift the gag order. And I'm going to tell you, all of the officers, all the detectives who investigated it are going to say the same thing. It's going to have huge implications culturally, which is why Koberger should have been shot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.